From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Egyptian counterpart, Foreign Secretary Sameh Sukri, have launched talks on economic, regional security, and other issues as the two meet in the first U.S.-Egyptian strategic dialogue since 2009. The talks in Cairo today come at a time when Egypt is confronting growing terrorist threats in the Sinai Peninsula, some from militant groups that have claimed allegiance to the Islamic State group known as Daesh. Kerry spoke with the news media prior to the talks.
The agenda for our delegations today is very broad. It ought to be. It includes the threat posed by Daesh, which is serious. Just 2 days ago, General Allen met in Canada, the 22 nations. We continue to be deeply focused on Daesh. And we believe we're making progress.
Later today, Kerry will meet with the Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper dissolved Parliament Sunday and set an election for October 19th. Mr. Harper and his Conservative Party are seeking a fourth term in office after nearly a decade in power. However, they will face a tough campaign against opposition New Democrat Party and its leader, Tom Mulcair. Britain and France said Sunday that it was a top priority for them to block the onslaught of thousands of migrants seeking passage to England via the Eurotunnel. In a joint statement published in British and French newspapers, the British Home Secretary and her French counterpart called on other European Union countries and the international community to help curb the flow of refugees from Africa and Europe. "Our streets are not paved with gold," they said. This is VOA News. Malaysia's transport minister said Sunday that a wing part that was found last week on an island in the Indian Ocean has been verified to be from the same type of aircraft as a Malaysian Airlines plane that disappeared last year. The minister said French authorities and plane maker Boeing were among those to have confirmed that the so-called flaperon came from a 777 jet. He also said Malaysia is reaching out to territories near Reunion Island to help determine whether any other objects that may wash ashore in the region could be part of that missing plane. Kurdish rebels launched a suicide attack Sunday at a military police post in eastern Turkey, killing two soldiers and wounding 24 others. The local governor's office said the attack in Agri province near the Iranian border involved an agriculture vehicle packed with 2 tons of explosives. In a separate attack, one Turkish soldier was killed and 4 others wounded in the southeastern Mardin province when their military vehicle struck a landmine believed to have been laid by the rebels. The World Health Organization says work is moving ahead on a plan to reform the organization's ability to respond speedily and effectively to the international health emergencies. These reforms have been triggered by worldwide criticism of the World Health Organization's slow response to the Ebola epidemic in West Africa. The WHO's Director General is Margaret Chan.
Internally, within the organization, we are implementing faster, more streamlined internal procedures for procurement, for staff deployment, and the management of our global resources to speed up the response to any emergency.
Dr. Chan agrees with others that implementing these reforms will be costly, but she says she's confident the money will be found. Flooding in Myanmar has now killed at least 27 people and affected more than 150,000, numbers that are both expected to rise as the government, military, and relief organizations work to carry out rescue operations and provide aid. President Thein Sein went Saturday to the Saigon region in northern Myanmar, one of 4 areas where he has declared a state of emergency. Weeks of heavy rains, made worse by a cyclone that hit late last week, caused flooding and landslides that have hit the western part of the country hardest. Some areas have seen floodwater several meters deep. A Mexican photojournalist who went into hiding after being harassed was among 5 people found dead from gunshot wounds inside a Mexico City apartment. Ruben Espinosa worked for Proceso magazine, which his sister identified his body on Saturday. He was found with 2 gunshot wounds along with 4 women in an apartment in the Mexican capital. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.